It's Tuesday, the 24th of May, and it's time to get your grin on with the Grincast, here to discuss the world of gaming from the past week. I'm host Ace, and with me are Ghosts of Ghosts.
NFTs.
And Prince.
Hello!
We're already talking about NFTs, and none of the news stories we're going to talk about are NFTs.
Oh, shit.
Although, slight tangent already, apparently Seth Green was going to turn his NFT into an animated series, and someone stole his NFT, so he no longer owns it, so it can no longer create the animated series.
That's classic, so funny.
Seth Green. Sorry, that's been trending on Twitter over the last like hour or so. But we'll actually talk about games today. How about that? Because why don't you tell us what you've been playing this past week?
Oh shit! I've been playing more V-Rising, the survival vampire game that came out last week, a week before, something like that. Yeah, we got a gangrene server now, so it's up 24/7. Only I'm playing.
Well, if people join the GameGrin Discord, you find the link on GameGrin.com. They can find the details to join you, surely.
Yep.
You're not waiting for them to join right now, are you? Because this isn't live.
No, I'm not. I didn't start the game right now. Where's the exit button?
So you're still enjoying it?
I got a bit past the point to which I got during closed beta now, and yeah, there's still stuff to do, so I'm just waiting for more people to play and help me. There was a few more people playing on last Saturday, I think, but not during the week, I guess.
Stupid people with jobs and responsibilities.
Yeah, those fuckers. I hate them so much. No, it's a joke. I love you.
Prince, what about you?
Please listen to the podcast and send me money.
Oh. How do we get on that? I want money.
Just send it to Gangrene Street in England somewhere.
You can.
Prince, what have you been playing?
I've been playing Ni No Kuni Cross Worlds. It's kind of your fault, Ace. No, I've actually been enjoying it. And I wrote a preview on it. But it doesn't... I talk a little bit about how I feel, but the preview is mostly just going over a lot of... There's a lot. I was going to try and play, actually, to the end of the tutorials. And then I realized they're never going to end. So I messaged you about that. And you confirmed that for me.
It seems to be quite tutorial heavy, but
yeah.
It launches at time of recording tomorrow. I've preloaded on my phone. Couldn't find a way to preload the PC version, which is apparently which is going to be available. Which is weird.
Interesting. I wonder what happens. What happens to our copies? Am I allowed to ask that?
It's a test server, basically. So.
Oh, so it gets shut down.
Yeah.
Darn! I'm a little sad about that. I'm gonna have to, like, take a few more screenshots. Oh. I ended up making every single one of my characters look like me in some way, shape, or form. By which I mean they all basically wear the same colors and have the same color hair. And I went insane. I plan to have pictures of it, actually. I have, like, the before photo and the after photo.
This is me with a beard. This is me with cat ears.
You know, literally! literally, no, literally, though, that's exactly what it is. I had a lot of fun with that part. I wish it was a little more extensive, admittedly, and that maybe there were a little more colors, but, or like variation in colors. Because I was like, ugh, I have hazel eyes. Like, they're not brown or green. They're both. But you can't do that.
I have hazel eyes, too. That's cool.
Hey!
I imagine there'll be more customization options in the real money store, because it's a free-to-play game.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot it was free to play because I've been playing it for free, I guess. That's so nice, though. I'm going to see if I get back into it or not, to be honest, because I don't know. It's going to be a little hard having to go through all of that again. I won't lie.
Just set it on automatic.
You're right, though, honestly. That was a weird thing for me, to be honest, with this game, is I just kind of let myself sit back and let a lot of it play itself, which was interesting. I've never had that, like, gaming experience. I don't know how I feel about that still, though. That's the real thing I'm still mixed on.
It was different for me as well, because it's a third-person action RPG, so...
Yeah.
It just running off to complete objectives while you're not touching any of the controls is... It's very different from the small mobile games that I've played in the past that do that.
Yeah. I mean, I think it makes so much sense, to be honest, for a mobile game, I feel like. It's a little weird on PC still. Like, that's what I'm... Because that's, like... I don't know. I feel like it's weird for a PC game to be so hands-off. It's interesting.
We might be talking about it more next week once it's fully launched and I've worked out how to download the PC version.
I know. I'm interested to see, like, if there will be any changes and what they'll be. So I think I will pick it up just for that reason.
Myself, I've gone back to Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon Breakpoint because I wanted a game that I could sink my teeth into, and I've still not gotten around to finishing the whole of... like chapter one of that game, and I haven't started chapter two or chapter three, so I've got quite a lot of content in that game still to work through. I'm actually on the final mission of the first story campaign. It recommends you go in at level 150 and I'm level 135, so if I try it, I'm just going to get murdered over and over again, so I figured I'll go around and do some of the side stuff to level myself up. I'm still a little confused how they're turning basically that game into a multiplayer experience, a multiplayer only experience as the next Ghost Recon game, but yeah, that's Ubisoft's problem, not mine.
Is that so? That's the game that they're doing that to then?
I forget what the exact name of it is off the top of my head. I'd need to like Google it. But the basically the island that they're basing it on is the island from Ghost Recon Breakpoint. They've just removed all of the NPCs, I imagine, so you can the battle royale or whatever it is.
Oh, so it kind of was like it's just a battle royale area then. Like, they're just reusing settings. Or not settings, backgrounds. Sorry.
Yeah, though the island is absolutely huge. If you're in a helicopter, it still takes you quite some time to fly from one end to the other end.
Hmm.
But maybe they could improve that with some accessibility options. Speaking of which, Santa Monica Studio have shown off some of the accessibility options in the upcoming God of War Ragnarok.
Can you play it with a wheelchair?
I mean, there's 60 plus accessibility features. They showed off 16 of them on Twitter this past week, and I wouldn't put it past them if they're going this extensive with them. Now, I know that I often point out issues like niggling issues with news posts that we talk about on the site. In this case, the news post is from GameGrin.com, and the niggle I have is, although we got to see a little over 15 accessibility options, there were 16. I don't know why we didn't just see 16.
Well, you know, word counts.
We don't have a word count.
No, it's terrible. Well, no, I mean, I will say, when I went to journalism school, they really try hard to push us on that, like, it has to be at least 500 words thing, but you're not supposed to go over 650 for a regular news article. Like, they push that hard throughout all school, so when I first started working here, it actually really would fuck me up if I was hitting under 500. Now I'm used to it, especially if it's a trailer. You put out what information you have. That's just how that is. But there is, like... I know that's a thing for a lot of people, is it's almost hard to get under 500. Sorry. Like, I kind of relate.
That's fair enough. Yeah, we have a lot of news posts that are like 200-300 words max.
Yeah. Most of mine are around that length, and it feels so, like, weird, admittedly. And I try to get more... I try to get as much information as I can, personally. But it's... I don't know. I'm like, I understand the need to almost fill out your article with sentences like a little over 15. It's also rule of five, though. Fives always look better than other numbers. Like groups, like fives and tens and stuff, you know, like zeros, fives. They just tend to appeal more to the human mind. Fun fact.
I've just noticed going back over this Twitter chain. It goes, it starts at 116, 216, 316, 416, 514, 616, 716. But the thread is worth going through if you're at all concerned about accessibility. And you should be, because the more people who can play games, the better. It's things like subtitle size, icon size, high contrast color mode, and how you can adjust that. Traversal assistance, like it'll help you vault and mantle over things rather than you having to hold specific buttons.
I just hope the accessibility menu is gonna be tidy, because I have obsessive compulsive disorder, and I'll have a panic attack if I see too many options at once.
Oh dear. You need an accessibility option for the accessibility options.
Exactly. Yeah. Please, Santa Monica Studio, make an option for me, especially.
Well, if you're after something specifically for you and you're not a horror fan, then Dead by Daylight's next game might get you interested, because it's called Hooked on You and it's a dating sim.
Hey.
Oh my gosh.
It's a visual novel by the creators of that KFC Colonel dating one, I Love You Colonel Sanders, a finger licking good dating simulator.
Oh my gosh, I love that thing though.
So okay. That's free to play, isn't it?
Yes.
I wonder if Hooked on You is also going to be. It doesn't actually have a Steam page yet.
I feel like, I don't know, because the KFC thing is basically a giant ad campaign. Like, there's a reason that's free to play. It's like kind of trying to get you to eat chicken right now.
Well, they're trying to get you to play Dead by Daylight.
Date my chicken.
Yeah.
It's apparently going to be available later this year, and it doesn't actually have a Steam page yet. They haven't actually said which platforms it's going to be available on. But Dead by Daylight is on all the consoles and PC, so I've got to assume they're going to make this available on those as well. Especially if they're going to charge money on, like, I Love You Colonel Sanders, a finger-licking good dating simulator.
Yeah.
Did both of you check out the trailer for Hooked on You, a Dead by Daylight dating sim?
Oh, I did.
I haven't yet, no, to be honest. I read the article. I'm reading it. I'm also looking at it right now, but I'm not playing it because we're all talking.
hunky trapper, the sexy huntress, the sporty wraith, and the fun-loving spirit. I mean, they don't call them those specific things, except
I find it like, so like interesting they went for like these like monsters. I guess it really does, like, everybody who's into that game I've heard is like monster fuckers, and I'm like, oh, they are. Oh,
I'm just wondering if they're going to bring out DLC based on the DLC like that you can get for Dead by Daylight, because they've got Nightmare on Elm Street and Michael Myers Halloween
and Hunky Pyramid Head. I'm sorry.
See, I feel like where this game is really missing out on is getting those like licensed titles, those video game crossovers. People would play like other video game dating sims for fucking sure. This could be the start.
I mean, the like Gauze just said, Pyramid Head.
Exactly.
There's already people who want to date him, to put it mildly.
Isn't like Silent Hill 2 already a Pyramid Head dating sim, though? I mean,
Jesus Christ!
You could interpret it that way.
Again.
Well, listen to this. This is their summary of the game. Hooked on You, a Dead by Daylight dating sim, takes place on Murderer's Island. Their companions, four dead sexy killers who, underneath their murderous exteriors, just want a little romance. Fans flirt their way into the hearts of the Huntress, the Spirit, the Trapper, and the Wraith, uncovering dark twists along the way. Will they find true love, forge friendships, or get hacked to death?
Oh.
Only they can decide.
Oh shit, so there's computers in that game.
Hacked. As mystery unfolds, it's their job to make sense of it all. What brought them here? Where did these killers come from? Why do they show so much interest? And most importantly, if only one had to be chosen for love, who would it be?
I love that it's written like the opening to like The Bachelorette or something like that.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's... Oh, I appreciate that. Jesus, wow. I'm kind of a little curious just because that's how I am with these type of games, but I'm also like, what is this? Jesus.
Hooked on You, a Dead by Daylight dating sim was... I want to say revealed, but they actually teased it during April Fools, I think, the start of April. But they revealed this trailer during
So it was like a joke, but it's real.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my god.
They revealed this trailer during their update on their 6th anniversary, their roadmap. They talked about this, their next update for the main game, Roots of Dread, as well as the a new update for the Resident Evil stuff. It's called Project W, so you gotta imagine the new character they're bringing is Wesker.
Hey!
Oh, as a killer, as a survivor.
Maybe both.
Actually, yeah, I didn't even think about that, because admittedly, I just put him as, like, a survivor just because, like, I just did. But he could be he could absolutely be a killer. Oh my god.
Well, just get a skin for whoever the male character is and that's already in there, and turn him into a killer, because in the games he turns into a, I want to say, tyrant. Is that right?
No, you need to have like the speed of sound moving Wesker as a killer, because that's terrifying. At least it was to me in 5. That fight. Where is he? Where is he?
I think that was five. That was five. Oh my god.
Where is he?
They also mentioned that there's going to be a new update for Dead by Daylight Mobile, because presumably that's not that's like chugging along. They've had 25 million players globally on iOS and Android since its launch in 2020. It hit 1 million downloads after 48 hours, so those slowed considerably. And the last thing they talked about was Attack on Titan clothes are coming for all of the kit for, well, let's see, 10 different outfits for both killers and survivors. The Attack on Titan collection.
I mean, admittedly, like, I don't watch Attack on Titan, and I know there's, like, I've heard weird stuff surrounding it, but I'm not gonna, like, think about that too much. The outfits are kind of fly, like, with the, I don't know, I just feel like they're kind of, like, it's all the belt-like things, holsters. I don't know, I kind of like in the capes, like, small, I get it. I'm like, the outfits are kind of nice.
It mentions that the character, the Oni, is going to get a costume as the Armored Titan. I only know of the ones that look like they don't have any skin, but I presume the Armored one is wearing, you know, armor.
No, he has, like, hardened skin or something.
Ew. Wait, so he's not inside out?
What?
Because they all look like they're inside. Well, because they don't have skin, they look like they're inside out.
Now that I realize that's, I don't know why I just assumed they were inside out people and maybe not just like not having skin people.
Because there used to be a cartoon Inside Out Boy.
Yeah, what? Probably.
No, Armored Titan is still inside out.
Sorry.
What you were saying?
No, you continue. That was my last sentence.
But I didn't hear it, so.
I just said that I remembered Inside Out Boy, actually, what Ace said. But continue, Gores. I'm sorry about that.
It's okay. I was just saying that Armored Titan is still inside out, but has, like, pieces of armor on top, like, glued on.
Oh my god.
Like, I don't know, it's not like metal armor, it's like bone, looks like that. Oh, just Google it, fuck!
Well, the fuck! The Titans, you could say that they look like they've been unwrapped. You know what else got unwrapped? OG Unwrapped. Outright Games had a conference. Their first ever digital showcase. And I wanted to tie this into our main topic. Is there still room in gaming for licensed tie-ins? Because at OG Unwrapped 2022, we saw footage for DreamWorks Dragons Legends of the Nine Realms, which is based on the new DreamWorks Dragons cartoon, as well as Paw Patrol Grand Prix, a racing game, a kart game, based on Paw Patrol, LOL Surprise, BB's Born to Travel, an Overcooked style LOL Surprise doll game, Star Trek Prodigy Supernova, and a tease for an unnamed Justice League game. I say it like that because they did tell us the name, we're just not allowed to tell anyone. Because they accidentally told us the name.
Oh, oops.
Justice League Unlimited?
No, they had like bobbleheads in the teaser at the end of OG Unwrapped.
Oh my god.
So I don't know if they're based on something that's coming out or if they're not based on anything. Just, here's a Justice League game and they look cute AF. But anyway, yeah, licensed games used to be all over the place. And then, like, they kind of dried up when about the time the PlayStation 3 stopped being developed for. because we used to have tie-ins for all the Marvel movies. There was Thor, Captain America, Iron Man 1 and 2 both got tie-in games. These days, Outright Games seem to be the only company that's producing tie-in stuff, because, as I said, DreamWorks Dragons, Paw Patrol, the new Star Trek Prodigy cartoon. Is there still a market for these games? Should there be more?
Yes, but I feel like there's only certain games are going to survive being tie-ins. First of all, like, that's why the market, I think, died so suddenly, is the overinflation. But, like I don't think anyone really wants a Paw Patrol video game. I don't think there's that many kids that into it. Oh my god, really? Like, you know? Like, I feel like that's kind of like, why is that a video game? But like, I feel like certain video games... Ew, that's, like, I don't like hearing that. But, you know, like Star Trek video games, I feel like that's there is a market for that, I'm sure. I just went to Big Anime this past weekend, and I'm not gonna say who was a guest there because it's a little controversial, but there was a ton of fucking Star Trek fans. Oh my god, like niche Star Trek fans too, like all sorts of stuff. So I think there's absolutely a market for Star Trek video games, you know, like only titles that really need it should get it. I feel like I think it's crazy for like Paw Patrol to have a video game, but I can see why other things maybe have a video game. I don't see why LOL Surprise needs a video game. Most of those kids are like 5, you know.
I mean, it's straight up Overcooked, like the level designs and everything.
Then play Overcooked, you know, like yeah. Right there, like, and Overcooked is age appropriate. So, like, you could just play a better game.
Well, there's My Little Pony, a Mare Time, yeah, Mare is in the horse. A Mare Time Bay Adventure coming out.
There is, and that's based a market on a new cartoon. For that, as much as I hate it. There's definitely... I actually like My Little Pony, too, so I shouldn't say as much as I hate it, but I also know there are a lot of... Like, I like it because I have a little sister who watches it all the time, you know?
Do you like it because of my friend, Friendship is Magic? Because this is not based on that.
Well, I mean, I do, because that's the one I like. I like the Equestria Girls series, actually. I could not care about the rest of the others. I watched it with my little sister, you know? She's 11 right now. But anyways, I don't know. I understand that there's a market for that. Like, a hard market for that. Ugh. But yeah, I feel like if there's a market for it, maybe, but I feel like some of these games there's not a market for, like a real market for, and it just causes a problem for all licensed games because the overinflation and bad reputation. Also, they tend to be cheap. Like, cheap not as in buying, but cheap as in like made. Like, it corners get cut, you know, and it's a licensed game and they're always rushed, and I feel so bad for those developers. But they're most of the time not worth the money you pay for a licensed game. Or at least back in my experience, which was the PS2 era, so it was a little different. A good era, though.
Well, Star Trek Prodigy, the cartoon, started towards the end of 2021. So I see what you're saying about they're made quickly, because... There's no way Star Trek Prodigy Supernova has 4 years of development behind it when the cartoon only came out fairly recently. I mean, even if they started work before it came out, which they would have had to have done, they wouldn't have had information about some of the stuff that they've included in the game until the cartoon was close to coming out. They did work with Paramount and Nickelodeon on the game to create the story and okay, what can we use?
But this is a little funny thing because it ties into Nickelodeon also, but a lot of times these licensed games don't actually get the full details of the thing they're working on. An example would be the Victorious video games, Nickelodeon show Victorious. You could tell they just didn't know what was going to happen and what plot points were, what was actually going on in, like, the show. Because the first game was, like, made to come out with the first season, I believe. And it's a little rough because of it. I mean, they're all rough because they're really bad Nickelodeon put out licensed games for the DS. Woo! Sorry.
Well, it's funny you should bring that up because it was confirmed during the press, because I got to see the OG Unwrapped like 5-6 days before the showcase show.
Yeah.
And one of the questions that someone asked was about the voice actors in Paw Patrol Grand Prix, and it is not the same as in the show.
No, they couldn't even get the same voice actors. That's a rough one. Oh.
I think my only issue with licensed games is what happens when they lose the license. You've got to wait 20 years until they get the license back so they can remaster the game, if they want to even bother doing that. Otherwise, it's going to be delisted when they lose the license.
You know, I don't actually know. I never really thought about it much because, like, I mean, I feel like most licensed games came out before the regular digital era, is what I call that time when everybody just kind of started using the Play Store and doing whatever they did online. Like, discs became less of a thing, so I never really, like, thought about it. Like, I've never looked up a licensed game on the Play Store at all, ever. So when I think about it, I'm like, I don't actually know what happens to these games. Most of them are on disc. Or I guess on, like, the cartridge. Like, I don't know.
Or available on illegal piracy sites.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of them can just play on a browser, which blows my mind, like, how far we've come in technology. But I also think that's really fucking cool, and I take that option every time I can. Oops.
You won't be able to do that option for any outright games titles.
No.
And you shouldn't be pirating anyway.
That too.
So I take it neither of you are excited for anything they announced at Outright Games OG Unwrapped?
I mean, I saw Star Trek, word Star Trek, and I got excited for a split second, and then I saw it.
It's a fixed camera action adventure game. That's what I wrote in my little write up, my overview of the event. It looks fine for a 10 to 14 range child to play. You can play solo or co op with one other player.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems to be this. It seems to be age appropriate and along with, in line with what the show has been doing so far. I mean, I haven't seen the show. It's not available in the UK anyway.
Yeah, I've never seen the show. I had no idea that's a thing. Like, I just thought it was just some original Star Trek thing when I saw it. That would be neat.
Yes. We do need more Star Trek games in my Star Trek fan opinion, but this doesn't look like a terrible one. I am going to be asking for a review code before it comes out on the 14th of October. All of these,
it's almost like I said that there was a market for this game.
Well, to be fair, I was a bit too old for LOL Surprise Dolls when they first started coming out, so I kind of missed that market.
I feel like people should, like, we should get licensed games, but only when you have developers that actually want to work on that IP, because it's a good way to get your foot in the door, because you don't need to make up a whole new world, a whole new, maybe not even a whole new art style, the lore. Like, you have all of that already there. You just need to adapt it into a game, and then again, if you're passionate about the IP, you probably have cool gameplay mechanics in mind for it. So yeah, I think that would make licensed games if you want, if you're a developer and you want to work on that IP, and if you can get hold of the rights, you know.
Well, during the OG Unwraps, the team behind DreamWorks Dragons: Legend of the Nine Realms did say a couple of times that they were already fans of the franchise because they got kids who were into the franchise, so they were very happy to be working on this game.
Oh, that's really sweet. That's cool to find out. Though, admittedly, I'm almost like worried that the oversaturation of the How to Train Your Dragon like franchise already is gonna fuck them over specifically. Like, not even necessarily the franchise game oversaturation. It's the saturation of their franchise. There's been so many animated series. Like, it's just not. Like, it's something that I'm like, oh no, there's a little too many movies. Like, I'm worried for them, but I really hope that they made a good game, and I'm happy that they have a love for the series.
Okay, that sounds like a good point to end our podcast. Thank you for joining me, Gorz and Pritz.
Thank you, thank you. I was Gorz and you were people.
Yes, we were.
Yes, we were. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining me, and thank you for listening to the Greencast. But yet, thank you for subscribing wherever you found this episode. You can find more from us on GameGrin.com, finding us on social media, or listening to the Pals Anime Lounge podcast. Until next time, game on.